Hilchos Tzitzis, we'll do section 21, Simen Chof Aleph. Here he talks about what should be done with tzitzis that have been ruined in old talis. What do you do with the tzitzis? Kedos malasis betzitzis. What is the proper rule? What to do with the tzitzis shenifsaku that have been detached? They've been ripped. Betalisus yishenim in old talises. Uboy heisif. There are five sections in this in these laws. Number one, Aleph. He says, tzitzis tashmishe mitzvahim. Tzitzis are just serving a mitzvah. They serve as a mitzvah. A tashmish mitzvah means they're used for a mitzvah as opposed to having sanctity themselves. Hein kolaymar, they're not like, tzitzis are not like a Torah, like a mezuzah, which is considered holy in itself. This is just used. It's used. You use them to do a mitzvah, but kolaymar she'ein ba'atzmon shum kedusha. They themselves have no sanctity, holiness in themselves. Rak she'mishtamshin b'hem l'shem mitzvah. It's just that you use them for the purpose of a mitzvah. Similar, let's just give an example. A sukkah. You use the boards to do a mitzvah, but the boards themselves are not a mitzvah. They are used to do a, how could you do the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah by using the boards? You use the strands of the tzitzit to do the mitzvah of tzitzit. Lefikoch, and therefore, since they're just used for mitzvah, achar shenifsaku min atalis, after they have been detached from the garment, yochelu zorkam, he can throw them away, afilu la'ashpa, he can even throw them into the garbage, because there is really no sanctity in themselves. Avol kolz man shem kivuim betalis, but as long as the tzitzis are connected, they're set within the talis, then it is prohibited to use them for any weekly kind of activity. To use for activity, as for example, likshir behem shum dover. Let's say you want to tie, you want to use your tzitzis to tie something. Can't do that. And the reason is mishum bizui mitzvah, because then you are degrading a mitzvah. It's embarrassing to take tzitzit. They don't have kedusha, but while they're still performing a mitzvah, you shouldn't degrade them for something which is a non-mitzvah. To just use them, that would be degrading, that would be a shame for the mitzvah. But v'yesh oimrim, there's those that say, the af la'achar shenifsaku, that even after they have been detached, there's another opinion that says still ein linek bahem minek bizoyin. It should not really conduct with them a conduct of degrading, like lizorkam ba'ashpa, to throw them into the trash, or lechol mokem meguna, or to any degrading place. Don't put them in the great place.
Where do you put them?
Oh, so he says, okay, avo. What he could do is yochel lizorkam shaloi b'mokem meguna. You can throw them in, not in a degrading place. Ve'ein tzorich ligoinzom. You're not required to hide them. It's not like tefillin or mezuzahs or books that you have to hide them, bury them in the ground. You don't have to. Lifi she'ein bem kedusha, because they have no sanctity.
It's not like a holy book.
It's not like a holy book, exactly. Now, while they're a mitzvah, that would be degrading for them. But once they're detached, he says, some say that you should still not use a degrading. So, for example, one can argue that if you took your tzitzit and you put it into a brown bag, and you covered it up, and you put it into your trash in a way that it's not there, that maybe does not constitute a degradation of it. It would be different if you have a dirty diaper over there and you put a tzitzis on there, that would be a degradation for it. So if you put it in a way, especially today, what they do, they put it in the landfills, they're basically burying it. I don't know exactly what they do it. They bury, don't bury it, they just let
they
it.
They recycle too. If you put in the recycling bin, they may recycle it.
Yeah.
Why can't you put it in one of those Geneza things?
You could, but he says you don't have to. However, he says still, He says the ruling, the law is like the first opinion, that once they're detached, you can even just throw them away. Once they're detached, they're not part of the mitzvah. You can just throw them away, and anyway, they're.
You have to take them apart, or you can leave them intact.
No, you can leave them intact.
Okay. Can you use them for other things?
So he says, that's what he says.
Like a shoelace.
Okay, so what you're saying, like this, so that probably would be degrading. That would be depending on the two opinions. According to the, he says, you shouldn't do so. The halacha is like the first opinion, but nevertheless, one who is stringent and he is careful in mitzvahs, tovel of brocha, let a blessing come upon him, which means that's the right thing to do. B'yesh bali nefesh, and there are people who are people with a soul, meaning more pious and more religious, shemachmirim, they are even more stringent, legoinzam, either to hide them, oy lehanichem teich sefer echad lisimen, or to put it in a sefer as a bookmark. They use the tzitzis as a bookmark for a simen. So they want to use it for another mitzvah. Hoyel v'nasabem mitzvah achas. One mitzvah was done, now yasubem mitzvah acheres. You do another mitzvah.
It's recycling.
Yeah. So the same thing what people do is like with a eshrog, with a lulav. So some people take the lulav. So again, the same thing is you use the lulav to do a mitzvah. It technically has the same law as does the tzitzit, which means you used it for a mitzvah, but right, after the time is over, it's a regular lulav, it's a palm tree. So at that point, people use it sometimes to put it into when they burn the chametz. So they put it into the fire. They want to did one mitzvah, they want to do another mitzvah
they
with
keep
it.
Keep it that long?
If they want to. I don't say they have. Some people do that.
From September to 8th,
it dries out.
Yeah, so it dries out. It's good. It becomes good firewood. You know, yeah. That's the fire well. That would be one example. I want to tell you even further that, you know, some very religious people, sometimes the people that don't shave and they have long beards, but there's some certain hairs that come out. They don't just throw them away. That's considered to be like holy, and they put it into the book, like in the book. Not usually a bookmark.
Fingernails
you burn. No, fingernails you burn. We'll learn about that. That's a different. Or you put it, or you bury. That's another. Or you throw down the toilet.
The Christmas tree, you know.
Ashrog for Binyamin, for Bisamin, that would be another
take
mitzvah.
Out the pieces and they use it for the incense.
Sometimes people will stick into the ashrog. They will stick like pieces of cloves,
right?
And then they have the Bisamin for that. Right. Okay, various different things. Okay, let's go to next. Now the second section. This is talking about regular tzitzit, which would be on a garment that you wore for tzitzit. You know, whether you had a four-cornered garment, what are the status of the tzitzit? But we have special taluses which are made for tzitzit, like the talit gadol or the talit katanim, which we wear. So in section 2 in Siv Beis, he says, talises shel mitzvah shel bolu, the talus of mitzvah that have become used and they're no longer useful. What do you do with the talus? Now, they haven't detached. It's not like it sits as they're gone, but it's just old talus you want to get rid. They're yellow or they're ruined already. Boidel es atzme mehen. So you separate yourself from them. But ve'ene mutel lekaneyech es atzme bahen. You cannot do degrading, you can use it as a cloth to wipe yourself down or anything else. You can't do that. You cannot use them for any degradeful task. Here we're talking already about the talit. We're not talking about the tzitzit. We're talking about the actual cloth itself, because that's a cloth which has been designated for the mitzvah, as opposed to if you just have a regular garment that you're putting on tzitzis, which is, so then that cloth is not holy, but because it's only the tzitzis that are holy. But in this case, if it's a designated talus for the mitzvah, you shouldn't use that for anything degrading. But elo zirkon, you can discard them, they degrade on their own, but you should not do degrading things with them. Number three.
You can throw out the talus.
Yes.
You can throw it out.
And eventually, the talus itself, not in a degrading place, not in a degrading way. Yeah. but not in a degrade, not in a shameful way. Now, Gimel, in Siv Gimel, Mutar Lekonis Bitzal Bitalis Mitzuyetzes Lebeis HaKisei. One is allowed to go into the bathroom while he's wearing a talus with tzitzit. Now, wait a minute. We're going to stipulate not a talus that we wear for davening.
Small.
We're talking a small one that is on you if you are allowed to go in with the tzitzit into Beis HaKisei. Well, Beis HaKisei is not an honorable place, but it's not considered l'v'she'en bizu l'mitzvah kol kach. It's not so degrading to the mitzvah, even though you're in the bathroom with your talus cotton. But that only applies by medvar mamurim bebeget she'osu l'malbush. If it's a garment which is made as a clothing, ve'en miyuchad l'spalabay and is not designed just to daven with it. But on our talis of mitzvah that we use, the talis gadol, right? They are designated only for davening. That's what they are there for, mainly only for davening. It's not proper to enter into the bathroom with those. And likewise, when worn on Yom Kippur, and we know that on Yom Kippur we put on also, in addition to the talus, we also put on a kittel, that white garment, long shirt that we wear on top. That's also considered designated for prayer. It's not a regular shirt. It's just
can't use it.
So one, if one needs to use the bathroom on Yom Kippur, needs to tzarich lifshetes hakittel. He needs to remove also the kittel. Kivon she'enem yuchad rak lihispalel, because that's not designed only for prayer.
In Temple Israel, they have a rack near the bathroom that you're supposed to hang your talus up.
If you have to use the
in the restroom, and there's a sign there that says, "Do not
enter
with your talus."
I think we have the same
and
thing.
They hang.
Siv Dalet, I guess most people know it. We don't have a rack, but you fold up your towel, you put it away a little bit of a
inside.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what people don't know.
Siv Dalet, section 4. Avul mutar lishon afilu betalisus shel mitzvah. But to sleep, one is permitted to sleep even with a talus, which is designed for a mitzvah, that's not considered so embarrassing. And v'chein mutar l'kones l'koyves litnam l'koyves afilu nochre. You're also allowed to give them to cleaners or to wash, even if it's a non-Jew. So maybe he's not respectfully holding it. It's okay. That's not considered degrading.
To get your talus clean.
Yes, good. Yeah. And finally, we'll do tziv hey, section 5. Yesh lizoyer shelo yiyu tzitziyosef negron magabe karka. We should be careful not to have the tzitz is dragging on the floor. And there is long tzitzis, because mishum bizui mitzvah, that will also be degrading the mitzvah to have him drag along the floor. That you have to be careful too. We're talking about that. We'll talk about it also later on when people put on the tefillin. Sometimes the strap, you know, is long. You have to put it on the table, not to have the strap go on the floor
or the talus
the
tefillin, drag on the
or
floor
by the talus. That's right.
Put it on some.
You have these big talasim. And then you have them. You have to be careful not to have them on drag on the floor. That would be degrading. Yes, sure.
Question. So none of the garments we have today are four-cornered, but just to do the mitzvah, you wear the tzitzit. Is that
right.
Correct?
That's correct.
Because none
that's
of
the, correct. Yeah.
I mean, nothing you're wearing now has four corners on.
That's correct. But you got to be careful, because occasionally you will have a garment that has four corners. Like even the long coats that we wear in Shabbos, the kapota, like in the edge, it has like four corners, and you got to make sure to round one of the corners so you don't actually have four corners.
Then you might have to put tzitzit
on there, yeah. You know, then you're running into problems.
The other golf shirts in the summer you wear, the short sleeve, some of them have the slits in the summer.